And here we go, off and running on this Thursday, December the 12th, 2019, 14 minutes past 8 o'clock, 15 minutes now past 8 o'clock, and here we are, another morning, another day. And you know what's kind of interesting about this whole thing? Today is a big news day, and a lot of people will be watching the news constantly today, but we're not going to do that. We're going to talk about other things because there are other things going on in the world, but it's an interesting time, and I keep hearing everybody talk about the stuff going on in the news kind of juxtaposed up against Christmas, which is kind of odd when you think about it, that here we are at the most joyful time of the year, and it's fun, and it's great, and people get the presents out, and the tree, and celebrate church services, and everything that's great about the holiday season. And then we have all this news going on, coming out of Washington, which is seemingly dominating all the channels, and we'll see how that all goes. But we're going to try to have some fun here on the program. Now, I don't usually complain about the way people drive, but this morning, for some reason, I got a little late start this morning. I was not up and rolling as early as I normally am. For some reason, I was a little extra tired this morning. I slept almost up until the alarm. And I think I have one of those built-in clocks now. You know, I think this is something you develop as you get older. Because when I was in school, I don't remember having a built-in clock. I remember having to set the alarm clock for sure to make sure that I got up at the right time. But now, I set the alarm every night as kind of a just to check on myself. But I really never sleep to the alarm. And I didn't sleep till the alarm this morning, I got to be honest. Matter of fact, I couldn't even tell you the last time I've heard the buzzer on my alarm. But this morning, I did sleep until about 2 minutes before the alarm went off. But I wonder what causes that internal clock inside of everybody to develop as years go on. Because everybody gets up at a different time, but I don't know what it is that causes that thing to where you wake up either before the alarm or right about the time the alarm's going to ring. Now, I think there are two theories to this. One theory is that you're kind of nervous about oversleeping, so your mind stays awake and fixates on that time, and you keep waking up maybe throughout the night and seeing the clock and kind of guessing what time it is, and that's why you wake up before the alarm. And I think the other school of thought is that it just gets burned into you after a while. That because you're getting up early, you go to bed earlier, and you tend to get up early in the morning. But I don't know. So this morning, my internal clock was just about put on snooze because I got to just about 2 minutes before the alarm was going to go off. And it was cold again this morning. And as I say, I don't normally talk about how people drive. But this morning, I have to come down Mount Vernon Avenue to get here every morning. And then I have to take that, and I know it's a street, and I call it an alley, and people don't like when I call it an alley. But the road at the end of Mount Vernon Avenue, when you get to the end of Mount Vernon Avenue, you hit that stoplight that actually crosses Church Street. But you're only on Church Street for a minute because you have to go down that alley, which takes you to another light, and then you can turn left onto Center Street. So I'm getting down to that alley this morning, and there's a little more traffic this morning than normal, although I'm not sure why, because that area down there is not a hugely busy area. And there are also a lot of stoplights down there. And I see that all the stoplights are green because you can see above the other cars. And for some reason, people have dead stopped in the street. They're just dead stopping. Now, I'm probably 4 or 5 cars back at this point. So maybe what happened was one of the cars in the front was trying to make a left-hand turn onto one of those streets, and they just dead stopped, and that's why we were all backed up. But that is kind of dangerous to do that on those little streets. I'm not sure that that is the best thing to do. And I would think that maybe you could turn into the middle lane there. I think there is a middle lane there. Let's see. I know it starts out as 3-lane. Maybe it's not 3-lane there. Isn't that funny? I drive that road every day, and I can't remember if it's 3-lane or 2-lane. I know you lose a lane at the boulevard. Right after the boulevard, it shrinks a lane. Maybe it is just 1 lane there, and there is no middle lane to make a turn. Maybe that's the whole problem. There's no middle lane. But for some reason, when I leave at the normal time, I never run into this trouble. But this morning, I ran into this trouble, and I was trying to get here on time. So it was a little annoying this morning to get a little backed up. But that's the way it goes, and I made it, so everything's okay. Now, another thing I want to talk about. Yesterday afternoon, I had to go over to Harding High School. Now, this is about, what time was it? It was probably about 2 o'clock. So I have to go over to Harding. And we all love the new road. Well, it's not new anymore. It's been there quite a while. It's probably been there 10 years now. But we all love the road that connects 309 to Mount Vernon Avenue. So I'm going down Mount Vernon Avenue, and I get to the road, and I can never... Is it University Drive? I think it's University Drive. There's a lot... Those drives I can never remember. I mean, one is Innovation, and one is University. I think that's University Drive. Because it also runs, if you go the other direction, it runs past the university. So I would think that's University Drive. I'll have to check the sign later on today when I go down that road. So it's about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm going down this road toward Harding. I'm leaving Mount Vernon Avenue and going toward the school. And that is only 2-lane. We both know that that is just a 2-lane road. Except at the end where a turn lane does happen. Where you can turn onto that road right behind the banks and the credit unions and things. So I'm going down that road where it's just 2-lane, and I'm heading toward Harding High School. And there's this pickup truck that is parked over by where the dorms are. And it's just dead parked in the street with the blinkers on, the four ways, not moving. Now, here's why this is dangerous. Even though it was broad daylight, there was really no way, because it was one of those big pickup trucks, there's really no way to navigate around that truck because it does take up so much space and it is so big that you really could not go around it because you would end up in the other lane. And you don't want to do that, and there is quite a bit of traffic on that road. But it's beyond me why somebody would dead stop there. Now, what came to my mind was maybe they were broken down. Maybe something happened, the big truck broke down, and that's why they're parked there. But, you know what's strange about that to me is nobody was getting out to help them push the truck off the road, because they could have just pushed it into the dorm parking lot to at least get it off the road until they could get a wrecker or a tow truck or something there to help them out. So I'm not sure if I just timed that wrong or what happened, but I'm starting to notice a lot of people dead stopping in the middle of the road. And on a two-way street, that is not bad. Now, is this something that's just happening to me? Or are people... Does anybody else notice that people are driving a little funny? And does it have to do anything with the holiday season? That people are out shopping? More people are out? Let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know what's also strange? Is that... as you all know, I like to stop in the morning and get a drink at a certain fast food place. And I have not been able to do this probably since the middle of last week. Every morning it's busy, and I have left at all different times. A matter of fact, even running a little late this morning, I thought I might have time to stop there because it's a little later than I normally pass by and maybe the traffic will have died down. Not this morning. The line was just as long as it is when I normally leave. So apparently between 7 and 8 o'clock, anytime you pass by this restaurant on Mount Vernon Avenue, it is just going to be busy. And there's no way to get in there. Now, is that the holiday season? Are people just out? Are there more people out this time of year? Is that the question? Have you found that to be true? Are there more people on the roads? Are there more people out doing things? Is that the holiday spirit? Is that the holiday season? Is that what's going on? I don't know. Does anybody have any thought on this? 740-383-9944. Now, Coming up today here on WWGH Radio, we have the Charlie Evers Show from 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon. And then we have Swap Shop with Glenn Coble coming up from 12:10 to 1 p.m. And then the Adam the Computer Guy Show today, 2:10 to 3 p.m. So lots of great programming here on WWGH Radio. Now, we still have our trivia left. Now, yesterday we did not do so hot on the trivia. And I thought, well, maybe people don't want the Columbus Zoo tickets. So, we have added a few items today to our giveaway. We have added, we have another Jags high performance insulated coffee mug, like thermal mug. And we also now have a Jags, what is this? It's just a big cup. I guess it's a thermal cup, but not like the thermos. One's silver and one's black. Let's put it that way. It'll keep your coffee or your tea or your hot chocolate, your beverage, warm. So we have the big Jags black mug, and then we have the silver thermal Jags high performance mug. And we also have a Jags extra large t-shirt. Now, these could be Christmas gifts. These could be something you want for yourself. Who knows? And we also have the tickets to the Columbus Zoo Lights, which are good through the 1st of January, if you have not went down there yet. I hear this weekend's supposed to be pretty nice weather-wise, at least temp-wise, so maybe that's a good time to partake in that. Or if you just want to call in and answer the questions, you can do that as well. We did well with the trivia the other day, but who knows how we'll do today. I get the feeling a lot of people are watching the news on television. I think there's just a lot going on right now in the world, and people's minds are kind of split. Because whether you agree or disagree with what's going on in Washington, it will be historic, and it will be something we all look back on years from now. Okay, let's see here. 26 coming up on 27 minutes past the hour. We have some trivia questions. Now, here's our longest-serving trivia question. We have had this one since a week ago Monday. It's the last one from our original batch of trivia questions. Which U.S. state was the first to recognize Christmas as an official holiday? Does anybody know that? Which U.S. state was the first to recognize Christmas as an official holiday? You've got a 1 in 50 chance on this one. Now, we do have our Grinch trivia as well, how the Grinch stole Christmas. We started with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 questions, and we are now down to 2, so we've got 5 of these answered, but we've had these 2 questions for a couple days now. Although the Grinch disliked many things about Christmas, what was the one thing he liked least of all? Does anybody know that? Although the Grinch disliked many things about Christmas, what was the one thing the Grinch disliked most of all? And our other Grinch question, how did the Grinch know that he had not stopped Christmas from coming? Something happened that let him know that he had not stopped Christmas from coming. Does anybody know what that is? Remember, because the Grinch tried to steal Christmas, and then something happened, and he realized, even though he'd done all that work, he had not stopped Christmas from coming. What tipped him off that Christmas had not come? 740, or that Christmas did come. See, I'm tired this morning, so you got to deal with this. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944 if you know the answers to any of those. And then we have the page of trivia questions that I came up with on my own on Sunday night, and we don't have one of these answered yet. And we've done a little bit of, I think we've touched on them a little bit every morning this week. What actress was the voice of the grandmother in A Garfield Christmas? Famous actress. Does anybody know the actress who was the voice of the grandmother in A Garfield Christmas, the animated feature A Garfield Christmas from the 1980s? And this actress is still alive. Does anybody know who that is? A few years ago, there was a big movie made called Mrs. Santa Claus, and it had real people in it. It was not a cartoon. What actress portrayed Mrs. Santa Claus. Does anybody know who Mrs. Santa Claus was? Very famous actress. And she's still alive as well to this day. Who was Mrs. Santa Claus? This, as I've said for the past few days, is my favorite question, and I can't believe nobody has gotten this question yet. Every Christmas, for many, many years, McDonald's used to sell something special at Christmas time. They would only do it at Christmas time. If you went through the window and you asked about these things, they used to have commercials about them and signs in the windows and in the restaurants, you could buy these things. Now, you can no longer do that because these things are not sold at McDonald's anymore, but what did McDonald's used to sell every year at Christmas time? And I'm not sure how many years this went on, but it went on quite a while. Johnny Carson on The Tonight Show, host of The Tonight Show for 30 years. In the last couple years of his reign, he did a version of the 12 Days of Christmas. But it was not the traditional version. You know the traditional version? On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. That wasn't his version. Can anybody tell me what Johnny Carson's version of the 12 Days of Christmas was about? And a matter of fact, I think this is on YouTube. If you search Johnny Carson 12 Days of Christmas, I think you'll get this video. And it's a funny video. And all you have to do is tell me what his version was about. It was not about my true love giving me something. And he did it with Ed McMahon and Doc Severinsen on The Tonight Show. So does anybody know what Johnny Carson's version of the 12 Days of Christmas was about? What was Bob Hope's favorite Christmas song? Of course, Bob Hope, a legendary figure in the world of entertainment, did more Christmas specials than I think anybody. And he did them starting in radio, and I think it continued up through the early 90s. But Bob Hope had a favorite Christmas song that he used to sing almost every Christmas special. A matter of fact, I think he sang it on every Christmas special he ever did. What was Bob Hope's favorite Christmas song? Not Thanks for the Memories. That's not a Christmas song. Does anybody know Bob Hope's favorite Christmas song? In 1999, 20 years ago, hard to believe, there was a concert given in Central Park on Christmas Eve on one of these morning shows, the news morning shows. I think it was a CBS show at the time, called The Early Show. And the original singer of a Christmas classic got up and performed their song. What person was this? What famous singer of a Christmas song got up in 1999 and performed in Central Park? And the last question here, who for many years, what celebrity portrayed the White House Santa Claus? Does anybody know what celebrity for many years portrayed the White House Santa Claus? Very well-known person. 740-383-9944. We've got the Columbus Zoo Wildlight tickets through the first of the year, and we've got two Jags mugs, one silver, one black. Give me a call, 740-383-9944. 33 minutes past the hour here, WWGH time. Does anybody know who used to portray Santa at the White House Christmas tree lighting? What celebrity? What famous singer of a Christmas song performed in 1999 in Central Park? What was Bob Hope's favorite Christmas song? Does anybody know what Johnny Carson's version of the 12 Days of Christmas was about? What did McDonald's used to sell every year at Christmas time, but only at Christmas time? What actress still living portrayed Mrs. Santa Claus? Who was the voice of Garfield's grandmother in A Garfield Christmas? Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Silver bells. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. How are you?
You know, I'm starting to feel a little bit better. I haven't lost my voice completely, but it's hanging in there.
Well, it's interesting because we talked yesterday morning and you said you were feeling a little under the weather, but you weren't feeling bad, but your throat was just hurting. But apparently you went downhill yesterday.
I did. Around yesterday afternoon, I went downhill. I took a half a day off of work, and I went home and tried to sleep, but you know how that goes. And I took some Robitussin and some orange juice and a spider web.
Oh, you had an orange juice? You wrapped up a spider web and put it in orange juice and drank it?
That's the old remedy. I'm just joking. No. I had Robitussin and some orange juice and some whole cough drops. Now, I heard that people used to do the spider web, I guess, right?
They did. It was an antipyretic.
Yeah. But, yeah. I didn't do that or nothing, but it should. Then you'll be gone by now, you know?
Well, it certainly would have killed any fever or cold. You know, I love home remedies, but there weren't a whole lot of home remedies in my family. I do remember that they used to rub oatmeal on people who had chicken pox, but I haven't even seen that done in a long time.
Really? Now, I do know about the candle, if you have an earache, about the candle. You take a candle, and it pulls the earwax out.
I used to hear about that, but I don't think anybody ever did that to me, because to me that seemed a little dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't want anything coming out of a candle dripping in my ear.
Well,
that just sounded
like
a bad moment.
Bad moment? Yeah, this is way so you don't have to spend money to go to the doctor for no reason, you know?
Well, I've noticed that a lot of people are sick this week, and I don't know what it is. I mean, maybe it's just a sign of the times with Christmas, but maybe it's because we're all out and around each other and shopping and going places. That could be a cause of it as well.
It could be. And I'm glad I'm getting this all out of here. Maybe I have it this week, and next week I'm on vacation. I'll be perfectly fine.
Now, what do you think caused yours? Because I know you haven't been out shopping very much, so where do you think this came from?
Well, I mean, the environment that I work with, a lot of different, different people, the environment, closed in, and it's flu season, as it is. I mean, I could have got it anywhere. I could have got it, my car now, it's just, I mean, it's in the air, I could have got it anywhere, to be honest with you. But there have been people at my work who've been sick.
Well, this comes back to a whole thing, because we did a story a few months ago on this program. I forget the percentage, but how many people go to work sick? Because this does become cold and flu season, and the number was something like 80%. I mean, it was a very high number, and I understand people don't want to miss work, and a lot of people don't get sick days, but my goodness, when you go to work sick, this is what happens. You infect other people.
Well, that's what the problem is. Some of the rules and the regulations need to be updated in certain things, because you get counted for it, and if you're out for so long, a lot of places don't have like 5 or 6 days, so I mean you don't get paid for it, and how are you going to pay your bills? So that's one thing, and then another thing is if you're out for so long, you can lose your job, so. I think it's part of the problem, I think. Society has changed. Back in the old days, if you were sick, the employer would say, stay home, don't worry about it, you're feeling better, come back when you're better. But nowadays, it's not like that.
Well, you would think people would not... Well, you would think people would not want sick people rummaging around the office. I would just think that's something you wouldn't want, but maybe they do.
Well, I mean, right, I agree with you. But like I said, times have changed, and I think it's because it's just the way it goes, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but like I said, back in the old days, hey, just stay home until you get feeling better, and when you feel better, come back. Not now.
Well, no, we used to want people to be well, but a lot of people are, and like I said, I understand about the pay and all that, but even people who could afford to miss a day a lot of times won't do it. It's a strange thing. I used to remember the kids that had perfect attendance in high school, and I used to think, well, you know, yeah, but you know, if you're not sick, that's good. You know, I understand that, and that's fine to have perfect attendance, but I never understood why that was such a big thing, because if you are sick, why wouldn't you stay home? I mean, that they don't want you there infecting the other kids, and I'm certain the teachers don't want you there infecting them. So I don't know why people came to school sick just to avoid missing a day.
I'm not sure. I was really never sick in school too often, to be honest with you, that I can remember.
I don't know. I remember being sick a few times where I didn't go to school, but I mean, I had perfect attendance at points, but there were times where I thought, you know, if I have a bad cold or certainly if I have any type of stomach bug, there was no way that I was going to go to school, number one, because it wasn't comfortable for me, and number two, it was going to affect everybody else. And I'll tell you, now being a teacher, I really see that from the other side, because your immune system, as you get older, and you are older than these kids, is not as strong as a young person's immune system who's in their, you know, prime, you know, 0 to 20 years of age. And boy, if they're sick, it can rub off on you very quickly.
Oh, absolutely. I can tell the difference. I'm almost 40 years old, and I can tell the difference. This thing's hanging on to me. And this one's actually hanging on to me. I had it for like 3 days now, but...
You know, a lot of this stuff comes down to a decline in health. I have noticed that as well. If your health, I've noticed that when people's health, well, like for example, the older you get, they tell older people you've got to be particularly worried about pneumonia, because not that anybody wants to get pneumonia, but somebody who's in good health can fight that off. But if you've got a lot of other illnesses or you're of a certain age, that can become deadly.
Absolutely. I'm going to keep an eye on this. If I have this for the next day or so, I'm going to have to go into to the doctor, of course, because I had bronchitis before, and bronchitis turns into pneumonia, so if you let it go too long.
Well, that's another thing about the whole thing that I wonder about, too, is that infecting senior citizens, because when you go out in the stores or you go out to work or whatever, a lot of people work with senior citizens, they're some of the ones you really don't want to affect either.
Oh, absolutely. You don't want to try to affect them, but you know, I don't know, is the world going crazy? I think everybody should at least be like 5-6 days a year. I mean, because they're in a fight pretty good, right? 5-6 days?
I would say.
Hopefully these employers will change that one these days.
Well, that... it would be nice. Why do you think they haven't yet? I mean, we're almost at 2020 here. Why not?
I know certain ones that have a lot of sick days. I don't know. It's probably like cop. It probably costs a lot of money, especially if you have a lot of employees. I don't know. I don't know what the cost is on that, but it probably all comes down to the checkbook, I'm sure.
Well, I think people are going to have to get over that. But one thing I want to talk about this morning, because today, you know, could kind of be historic in a way, but people will watch that on the news. Do you think people are angry about this? Do you think people are twisted inside of each other about all the news that's going on? I don't know if it's ruining people's holidays or not.
Are you mean like the impeachment of Donald Trump and all that?
Well, which could happen this morning. I mean, just to keep people aware, not picking a side on this thing, but at 9 o'clock this morning, here in about 17 minutes, the House Judiciary Committee will take a vote to send the articles of impeachment over to the House next week. And if the vote comes back yes this morning, then he most likely will be impeached early next week.
Yeah, it's not looking too good. That could be a possibility. Why people are so angry, because you know, they are. A lot of people think he is doing a good job. Obviously we both need him in. So yeah, I imagine that's probably what it is.
Well, it could be, and I don't know. I really don't know what it'll do to the country during the holiday season. Like I say, the vote will come down this morning, which will send it over to the House, and the House, probably with no doubt, is going to pass it next week. But the vote, the big vote, is this morning, because at 9 o'clock this morning, the Judiciary Committee meets. They're the ones who approve it, which essentially brings charges against the president. And then next week, it would become a full-blown impeachment. So at 9 o'clock this morning, we'll find out, but from what I hear, it's not looking like there's not going to be an impeachment. And that's historic because only two presidents have ever been impeached, Andrew Johnson and Bill Clinton. That's it. So in 45 presidents, we've only had two. So this will be the third one.
And does that mean President Trump will resign?
Well, he could. Nixon resigned before he was impeached, but I doubt that President Trump will do that, because I don't think he'll be convicted in the Senate. And it's kind of interesting, because Johnson and Clinton, who were both impeached, the two presidents that were impeached, neither one of them got convicted in the Senate. They both stayed in office, even though they were impeached. So I would say highly unlikely that he would ever resign. But he will go down on record as the third president ever impeached out of 45.
Yeah. See, I haven't really been following exactly. Why are they impeaching him exactly?
The two charges, they have two charges against him that they drew up. It was abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. And those are impeachable offenses. So, you know,
abuse of the power?
Abuse of power, yeah.
What did he do to do that?
Well, that's the main question of everything, is did he call the Ukrainian president and say, investigate my political opponent, and if you do, I will give you funds for that. That would be an abuse of power.
Oh, okay.
But I don't. I can't say that he did that. I don't know. You know, but
yeah,
that's what it's all about.
So, don't they have, like, all going to be recorded? I guess he could have done it on his cell phone, I guess.
It's my understanding. You know, a lot of people have testified. That's all I know. And I guess that's how it'll all go down. But it's a weird time. People are very angry, but people are also very happy. There's a certain group that wants to see this happen. There's a certain group that doesn't want to see it happen. And, I don't know. I just keep asking myself, did he do it? That's all I want to know. Did he do it? I don't care about Republican, Democrat. Do I like the president? Do I not like the president? Did he do it? That's it.
Well, I can say about Donald Trump, he's the only president that I know that has that will tell you like it is, and which, you know, and I know you're going to question me on this, but you know, he goes out there and he just says what he wants to say, and he has the guts to do it.
So you think the other presidents have been a little lax?
I think they've been kind of. They're not as strong as Donald Trump. He handled the situation on his own, per se. Like, if somebody tries to talk to him, he'll just settle him down himself. You know, he controls the media himself, which, you know, a lot of presidents never did that.
But is that the problem here? Does that also become the problem? Because when you treat people in the way you're describing, does that make them a little more in tune to what you're doing?
Well, in a way, yeah. In a way, no. When I'm watching Donald Trump interact with the media, you know, well as I know, the media sometimes they get out of control. And they think they know it all.
Well, some of them, but you know what? I saw the last week, I saw the media go after Pelosi. What a dumb question to say to Pelosi, are you doing this because you hate the president? Now, that's a question you would ask the Speaker of the House. And she got feisty on that. She walked back to the podium and said, I don't hate anybody. I resent that question. I'm a Catholic. I pray for the president every night. And, you know, she put that reporter in his place.
Yeah. I mean, she's probably doing it because she got that brought on the table, right? She got that, they think he called the Ukrainian guy.
She's got what?
She's probably doing it because they think the president called the Ukrainian president.
Well, they did. I mean, they talked. We know that happened.
Oh, they did talk.
Oh yeah, that definitely happened.
So he did break the rule.
Well, no, they talked, but we don't really know. Well, it all depends. I mean, you have to listen to the testimony. You have to listen to the transcripts. Did he say, "We will give you money if you investigate Joe Biden's son"? For being in the position he was over there? That's the whole question. Did he say that in so many words?
Yeah. To me, I think we need to focus on the big picture. I'll be honest with you. We need to focus on keeping America safe, number one. Number two, keeping people employed. Number three, we need to make sure the senior citizens are taken care of. Number four, we need to make sure people are eating food, you know, staying alive, you know, even food.
Well, here's the interesting thing. You know, you and I both...
We focus on the wrong stuff.
But you know what's interesting? People have very short memories. Because Bill Clinton was impeached in 1998. That's 21 years ago. It happened at this time of year. Everybody's saying, well, it's never happened at Christmas before. Well, yes, it has. It happened 21 years ago at Christmas. So this is nothing new. It happened to Bill Clinton this way. And Bill Clinton was impeached essentially for lying about having an affair with an intern in the Oval Office. Now, at that time, were people saying, well, get off his back? I don't know that they were.
Well, yeah, I mean, the two cases are totally different. One's a cheating and one's a president that is trying to do good in certain ways.
No, wait a second. Is it good to ask the Ukrainian president to investigate your political opponent and withhold money? Is that more...
No, I mean, that part's not good, but I'm saying he is doing some good stuff.
Right, but Bill, under Bill Clinton in 1998, we had the best economy we'd ever had.
I mean, yeah, the budget was level.
The budget was actually to the good, which it has never been since. Bill Clinton left office with a surplus, but yet they impeached him for lying about having sex.
Well, that's because he lied under his oath.
Right. So which is worse? To lie under oath about having an affair with an intern, or to call a foreign country and tell them to investigate my political opponent, and if you don't, I'm not going to send you money?
But are they impeaching him based on that? They don't know the truth on that yet.
Well, I mean, do they really know the truth about Bill Clinton? Do you really ever know the truth?
Probably not.
So in your mind, which is the worst offense? Because these are both modern time things. Did Bill Clinton's have anything to do with his job?
Not really.
Now, does President Trump's have to do with his job?
Well, kind of. I mean, yeah, it's because he was, in a way, he could have been working on paperwork instead of, you know, doing what he was doing in the office.
Right, well, that's true. But, back then it was split like this too, and I just don't understand. My question with Bill Clinton is the same as my question with President Trump. Did you do it? That's it. Plain and simple.
Right. I don't know. Yes, it's wrong if he is bribing somebody, because you don't put the bribe in the United States.
But you know how bad it's gotten? You know how bad it's got. People won't even like us talking about this. And we're not taking sides here. But people are so angry right now. They don't even want people to talk about this.
That's because, I tell you what it is. The Democrats and the Republicans, see, I'm not either one. Sorry to say it. And that's the problem. We all need to come together to make this. Because America is broken right now. We're broken. Let's face it, we're broken. And we need to fix a lot of stuff. The system is broken. And it just needs to be fixed.
Well, that's true, but why can't we even talk about it anymore? Why is talking about it such... I've never seen anything like this. You know, heavens knows we talked about Bill Clinton till the end of time. But now, if you even talk about this... People get furious. The people who like the president, they don't like that you're talking about it. And the people who like the Democrats, they don't like that you're talking about it. And they start to hate you. I mean, I don't understand this. This is America. This is free speech. This is freedom of the press. We're allowed to talk about it. Now, I don't think we should take big opinions. But goodness gracious, people need to relax.
Absolutely.
I don't have a vote, and you don't have a vote, so it doesn't really matter what we think.
No, it's just everybody should have their own opinions. That's what makes the world go around and around.
And the world will keep on going around and around, but this will be a historic day. I mean, whether you like it or you don't like it, it's one of those days that will live in history.
Absolutely.
Well, it was good talking to you. I hope you feel better, and I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
And the phone lines are open. We've got another 3 minutes here, 740-383-9944. And that's what I don't understand about this thing, to be honest with you. And I hate talking about it. And as I started off the show, I said, you know, I really don't even want to talk about this. But it's hard not to, because it's a huge story. It's going to be something we're going to look back on years from now and say this was a big day, whether you like it or you don't like it. But why can't people even talk about it? I know people who have said that when we start talking about this issue on the air, that they flip out. I don't understand that. I mean, I don't get why we're not allowed to talk about it. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, did you see in the news, I was going through the headlines this morning on the way to work, the Boston bomber that, I can't pronounce, something, Sarnai, I can't say his name. Anyway. Now he's afraid to die. He's doing some sort of appeal. He got the death sentence, and now he's dead. And I thought, how ironic, he didn't care about killing, what was it, 4 people and injuring hundreds, but now he's chickening out and doesn't want the death penalty.
Well, you know, that's interesting, because what is funny about the whole thing, not, I guess not funny is the right word.
I'm like, funny?
Yeah.
Can't wait to hear this.
Yeah. Well, what's ironic about it is that you do something like that, kill a whole bunch of people.
And then you're surprised.
And then you're surprised that people might want to end your life. And
how'd that play out in your mind?
Well, that's right. But you know what? It goes to prove that no matter how rough and tough you are, or big and bad you think you are, which I'm sure this guy thought he was, you know, when it comes down to the final moment, you're not so big and bad.
True that. Did you hear about the shootings? What was that in New Jersey or whatever? I did.
What is going on, though?
Some people say the end of time. Some people say drugs. Some people say it's when the father started leaving the house. Who really knows?
All I know is we're very angry right now, and that does worry me, because honest to goodness, like I was telling Sean a second ago, I don't have a dog in this race with what's going on in Washington. Now, are we going to talk about it? Sure we are, because it's historic. It's history happening.
Well, that's all right. Like he said, free speech.
Right, but my goodness, people get angry. I mean, we get anytime I talk about it on the air, and I really don't try to take an opinion on this. All I want to know is, did he do it? I want's the facts. But people get angry. They don't want you to talk about it. They don't even
like it. We're living in crazy times, aren't we, Scott?
We are. And all the Claxton fruitcakes, have you seen them? They've disappeared.
That's probably what's going on. If there were more Claxtons and people eating more fruitcake, well, they wouldn't have time to do all this craziness now, would they?
You know what the real truth is that if they had more Claxtons out there and they were eating them, when you eat a Claxton fruitcake, anybody who's done it knows you can't open your mouth again for a while, so you can't hear what people have to say.
Okay, this conversation is a little thing I like to call over. Bye.
Bye-bye. There we go. But it's very strange. It's a very strange time we're living in. I just hope we can all get along and have a good holiday. I mean, this political thing, it's much too silly to be taken seriously. Let the people in Washington deal with it, and we'll deal with our stuff. We're going to break, coming back in about 10 minutes. Come back with us. Hopefully you're not too upset.
St. Nick will soon be there. Hey, hey, y'all get ready now. You know what it's all about? It's all about Christmas and them presents. All y'all know about them. Folk down, he's found a word.